The bell above the door tinkled, signaling a customer. Jumping to her feet, Rebecca mumbled into the phone. "I'll have to call you back, Dad." She hung up and took a deep breath to compose herself. Plastering a smile on her face, she turned toward the counter and caught her first glimpse of the most incredible man she'd ever seen. He was tall, at least 6 feet. His jeans hugged lean hips in such a way as to leave little to the imagination, yet he moved in them casually, looking totally comfortable. When he reached the counter, a gorgeous smile softened his rugged features. Blue eyes and sandy brown hair peeked out from under the well-worn cowboy hat. "Am I looking at a real-life cowboy?" He tipped the brim of his hat.
"Morning, ma'am. Or should I say good afternoon? I guess it's past noontime, after all."
If he was rambling a little bit, she was grateful for it. She didn't think she could speak right away.
"I was wondering. That help wanted sign in the window?"
Shoot. Should she tell the guy she might not be in business very long? Her Wiccan values had her believing that honesty was the best policy, but she could at least let him finish his sentence. "Yes," she prompted.
"Well, this is gonna sound pretty stupid if I'm wrong."
His hesitation only lasted a moment, then he gazed into her eyes with his piercing blue ones.
"Are you by any chance a witch? Because if so, maybe we could help each other. I'm willing to trade my services for your help finding my sister."
That sure wasn't what she expected him to say.